Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker. And it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. And week 10 of football's in the books. It's time to get ready for week 11. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Adding to the excitement of Week 11, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users a chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Since it is quarter number three, that means it's time to ask Ross. And don't forget, we will select the best question, and they will get the Labatt Blue shirt. You ready to go, Ross?
I am.
All right. Eric from Nanuet, New York. He actually spells it out phonetically for me there, Ross. He's originally from Quakertown. And note, Ross should know where Nanuet is from going up to cover West Point. So Eric says, first of all, Jim, thanks for running the Penn State fan support group during this difficult football season. Ross, does James Franklin have an issue developing quarterbacks? And he points out Hackenberg, McSorley, and now Clifford have all regressed under James Franklin's tutelage. What do you think?
Ooh, that is really interesting. You know, Hackenberg certainly did. Trace didn't. Now, I think Trace McSorley might have just been beat up his senior year a little bit, Jim, and that might have been a big difference for him as opposed to actually regressing. But for whatever it's worth, he didn't play as well. And that's certainly the case with Sean Clifford. The only thing I would say about that is, you know, you kind of went from there's a lot of different coaches involved there. So you had John Donovan, Joe Moorhead, Ricky Ronnie, Kirk Shiraka. So I don't think it's really a James Franklin thing. It seemed to me like Joe Moorhead was able to get the most out of his guys, and then he left. And now, so far, Clifford's taken a step back under Shiraka from what he did last year. But again, I don't know how much of that is just not having the same level of comfort in the system. You know, last year, he had been in the system for 3 years. This year, he's been in the system for like 3 months. It's a big difference.
Well, I don't know if that explains some of these awful turnovers, though, Ross. All right. Next up, we're going to do one of our famous double questions. John from Dallas, PA, says, since you're a closet guru, quarterback guru, Ross, doesn't a fade pass to small receivers in the end zone require far more than an average touch? And Will Levis is not necessarily a touch quarterback. And Michael from Savannah, Georgia, similarly says, back shoulder fades in the end zone? Why? What are the percentages of success for those?
Not real high. You know, whether it's a fade route down near the goal line or a corner route, they're not real high. Now, I will say this. When you get down there, things get more condensed. There's not as much space. There's not as much room to operate. And so that presents challenges. And clearly Penn State felt like the space was in the corner of the end zone. They just don't really have like an Allen Robinson type of big go-get-it receiver to be able to make those plays. So instead, you really have to have the receiver get separation, and you need pinpoint accuracy dropping it in the bucket. And it doesn't look like Levis is really going to be a pinpoint accurate touch passer like that. And I don't think the receiver's got a lot of separation either. So it was kind of a double whammy there.
Ross, on those kind of plays, when that's called, are they pretty much locked into that, where whether the receiver is open or not, that's where the ball has to go? Or is there typically also a check down?
Well, there are other options. However, you know, the coverage is usually going to dictate where you go with the ball. And I think Nebraska did a good job of trying to take away Freiermuth, trying to take away the middle of the field. If you notice, they did try to throw a couple slants, and there was a safety there, and there was good coverage, whether it was, you know, one time it was Freiermuth. I can't remember who the receiver, it was a receiver the other time on an inside route. They were kind of there. I think what Nebraska was, I don't want to say they were giving you, but what was vulnerable against Nebraska was the corner of the end zone. It was those corner routes. And Penn State wasn't able to get enough separation, wasn't able to hit them. But that's, you know, it's tough to find space down there.
Got it. All right. Next up is Joe from Jeanette, who asked, during your football career, Ross, from high school to NFL, have you ever experienced a team situation like Penn State's going through, a team with a lot of talent in sudden free fall? I imagine that is a very difficult situation for players to live through.
Yeah, it is tough. Well, you know, a couple things. In college, we didn't have one winning season my 4 years. 5-5, 5-5, 3-7, 3-7. And you put so much time into it that it's really, really tough, really tough. And then even in the NFL, my first year, we started out 0-5. My fourth year, we started out 0-4. Interestingly, though, Jim, when we started out 0-5 with Washington in 2001, we won the next five games. We were 5-5. We ended up finishing 8-8, but we won the next five and really totally flipped the script and had a lot of momentum. And then in Buffalo, we went 0-4. Then we went 9-2 in our next 11. And we were 9-6 going into week 17 against the Steelers, a game we actually blew against their starters. So interestingly enough, both times in the NFL where we got off to really bad starts, we were able to finish very strongly.
Could you pinpoint anything that happened that perhaps helped the turnaround, Ross?
You know, the first thing I can tell you is we were going to lose another game. We were going to be 0-6 in Washington. And LeVar Arrington, that name should be familiar to people that are listening to this show.
He was a pretty good linebacker, wasn't he?
Yeah, not too shabby. he picked off a pass and took it to the house against Chris Wanky and the Carolina Panthers, and we won that game. And then we won the next one and the one after that. The thing I will tell you that I thought was so interesting is that in neither case did we really make any sort of big changes. You know, I mean, Marty Schottenheimer didn't really change what he was doing. Mike Mularkey didn't really change what he was doing. We kind of just stayed the course. And in both instances, it was a first-year head coach on that team. So maybe we just had to get some of their systems down or whatever. But both teams just started to play better and started to make the plays at the end of the games to win it rather than lose it.
I find it interesting, Ross, that you talk about a big play being made by LeVar Arrington. And I want to circle back to our previous segment where we talked about momentum and what that can do for a team. It sounds like that created some momentum for your team there. All right, next up is Steve from Huntington Valley. And Steve says, I'm asking this question with 5 minutes left in the first quarter of the Nebraska game. Why are we not trying to get Devin Ford in space? They have him running up the middle over and over and over again. Why not put the young man in a position to succeed and use his talents?
I think that is a very good question. And I think it's a fair critique. I think we've seen, I mean, Devin Ford, you know, you watch his highlights from high school, and when he gets the ball in the open space, whether it's a screen or when he played receiver, I remember saying to you, Jim, I thought he could play receiver for Penn State because of what they did with him in high school. And I noticed that as well. It's a good question because I noticed that he was not utilized in space very often. Now, the offensive line did a better job blocking, and he had a couple nice cuts where he picked up yards, but he's got some serious speed, and he's really good in space. I don't think, you know, he's not the between-the-tackles runner that Noah Kane was or even Journey Brown. I think Devin Ford's a guy that you really want to try to get some grass and let him get out on the perimeter a little bit more. I think that's a good observation.
Well, I always thought that was the same issue with Ricky Slade. Watching his high school tape, when he was out in the open field, it was like they couldn't even touch him, let alone tackle him. And I don't recall them really trying to get him in space either. That's been a complaint of mine. All right, next up, Ross, is Travis from Lebanon. He says, glass half full or glass half empty? Should I be optimistic because the offense looks so much better under Levis that it gives me some hope, or be concerned because I'm at a place where I'm celebrating a moral victory?
Both. I'll go option C, both. I think you should absolutely be disappointed that you're at a place where you're looking for a moral victory. Although, you know what? That's the kind of positive attitude I like. What good does it do to just be down in the dumps, right? And just be negative all the time. You know, look for the positive, which is that, you know, Levis did some good things. They probably will be better under Levis this upcoming week against Iowa. And you know what? Levis has another year of eligibility than Clifford. So, you know, if Levis ends up being something that looks really special, then, you know, Penn State has him for, you know, two more years after this.
And we would real quick, should the offense adjust at all by having Will Levis as the quarterback?
Well, I think you'll see more quarterback runs, more quarterback power, more quarterback inside runs. Although I worry a little bit about how long Levis will last with the way he runs, Jim. He's very, very physical. But yeah, I think that's probably the biggest difference.
Well, he does not try to avoid contact, does he? All right, that is it for Ask Ross. Stick around. Bob and Andy will be back for quarter number four.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.